Hello, and welcome to the Legal Marketing 2.0 podcast. I am your host, Guy Alvarez from Good to Be Social. And today we're going to talk about a really interesting topic. It's actually a podcast that I've been really excited to do since we scheduled it. So today we're talking about the timeline of an accomplished law firm senior marketer and how she went from coordinator to CMO. And we'll talk about how that evolved, and our guests will give tips about how she was able to go from a marketing coordinator to a CMO. I think it should be a fantastic episode. So our guest today is Jean Hammerstrom. Jean is responsible for all client-focused experiences at Benesch. She is the CMO at the firm, and she is also responsible for business development, marketing, communications, and any market-driven initiative. Jean has over 33 years of experience in law firm marketing, and we are delighted to have her on the show today. Welcome on the show, Jean.
Thank you very much, Guy. I'm glad to be here.
We are delighted to have you here. So, Jean, let's start at the top. Why don't you share with us a little bit about how did you get started in the legal marketing space?
I could take the whole show just talking about that, but I started in 1989. Prior to that, I was right out of college. I was in healthcare marketing down in Florida, but moved back to Pittsburgh, where I'm from. And during my summers, my high school summers and college summers, I worked for a law firm as a summer secretary. And I just remember thinking to myself, why don't they have marketing people in law firms? Like, they have them everywhere else. And I just thought that was interesting. So when I moved back from Florida to Pittsburgh, I belonged to an organization, Public Relations Society of America, and they had Job Bank. And in there was a position for a law firm marketing and recruiting coordinator. I'm like, what is that? So I applied because I was interested, and I figured, what the heck, you know, all you needed was a college degree. So I interviewed, and it was a firm in Pittsburgh called Klett, Rooney and Shorling. It was a spinoff of two huge firms in Pittsburgh at the time, but the managing partner was a really young, mid-30s, Art Rooney, who now is the president of the Steelers. It was his law firm.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool.
So he interviewed me, as did another partner who was head of recruiting. So Art was interviewing me for the marketing part, and the other gentleman was interviewing me for the recruiting, and I somehow landed the job. I remember I brought in this big portfolio of all this stuff that they didn't really care about because it had nothing to do with law firms. But they were really excited to start this new role. I don't know if you remember, back then it was two roles that marketing people did. They did the recruiting and the marketing at that time. And I know a lot of firms still do that or have sort of gone back to that.
Some
that's how I started.
Yeah. Interesting. Yep. So you've been in legal marketing for 33 years, which is amazing. Why don't you give us a bit of an overview, where you've been, what law firms you've worked with, how your role has evolved?
Well, I used to say I did most of my career in Pittsburgh, but that's not true anymore. I've been 18 years now with Benesch. So I started, as I said, with Klett firm, Klett Rooney firm, and then from there went to a smaller firm, actually. It was a small corporate firm called Tucker Arnsberg, and was blessed to have my children there. It was a really great time early in my career, and then was recruited by this AmLaw 100 firm in town to be the associate director. At that time, there was no C-level, it was director, so I was to be the second director, and that firm was Buchanan Ingersoll, and Buchanan Ingersoll was also the firm that 20 years earlier I had been that summer secretary at. So now I'm the associate director, and then eventually became the CMO. So it was pretty funny. And by the way, I was a horrible secretary. I was horrible. I don't know why they let me come back. But I remember saying to the managing partner, I'm like, do you remember when I'm interviewing? I'm like, do you remember? Because you look familiar. I said, yeah, I sat for your secretary when she was on vacation one time, and I just screwed up your entire schedule, and he just started laughing. But yeah, and then I left Buchanan. I was recruited by Benesch to Cleveland, of all places, right? I'm a Pittsburgher, and I go to Cleveland. So
yeah,
My office is decorated with Urine Brownstown now when I showed up. So yeah, it was pretty funny. It was endearing. Yes.
That's excellent. And so while you were each firm, how did you get a sense for, you know, which firms were a good fit for you and maybe which were maybe not as good a fit?
So I tell the story, and I think people probably have heard me say this before when I gave my presentation at LMA and those others before. I loved each firm. Each firm gave me something different. So, you know, started with the Colette Rooney firm. I got to tell you, both the recruiting partner and other partners at that firm taught me so much about the field, the legal industry itself, and then introduced me. That's when they're the ones who introduced me to accounting firms and others that were doing this stuff already. So that helped mentor me by starting at that firm. The second firm, like I said, was a great place to sort of say, okay, I can fly now. I'm going to try this on my own with a smaller firm. So that was perfect at that time. And then the Buchanan experience really gave me the national and international experience to say, okay, you know, you've really come a long way. You can do this. And then my current firm was in need of somebody to really just build the program there. And that was a perfect time for my career. So that's, you know, every part of it has been great. Like, they have not had one bad experience. They've all been perfect for the time in my career.
Oh, lucky you. That's fantastic.
Yeah. And I've had great managing partners. Every one of them has been great.
Do you want to start a successful podcast that will generate leads for your law firm? At Good2Be Social, we work with many different law firms and help them to produce and promote their podcasts. Podcasts today are more popular than ever. In fact, today's internet users routinely use podcasts on a monthly, weekly, or even daily basis to stay informed and be entertained. As this medium continues to grow, law firms don't want to fall behind and need to move beyond traditional written content and onto the digital airwaves. Unfortunately, when it comes to podcasting, many legal marketers aren't sure about where to start. With our latest ebook, The Law Firm Guide to Podcasting, readers can learn how to choose a format, a topic, and a name that will get you noticed, how to select and reach out to potential guests, the technology and the recording basis you know to produce a successful show, as well as how to measure the success of your podcast. So hurry now, go to the Good2Be Social website and look for the Law Firm Guide to Podcasting ebook.
Gene, let me ask you, over the 33 years of your career, what do you think have been the biggest changes when it comes to legal marketing? What are some of the things that have, you know, really changed today from where you started? What would you say those would be?
Well, you know, what's interesting, Guy, is that a lot has changed absolutely in the technology, right? I think what's also changed, it was so internally focused on the attorneys themselves originally that now it is just such a client. They've learned from every other industry. It's really, you know, they're not existing without clients. It's a real client focus now, not just so internally focused. But what's really interesting, there's sort of a retro-ness, if that's such a word, that it all has come back around. Because remember, everyone's like, you know, doing brochures is all I did when I first started in 1989, and, you know, all the collateral and that kind of stuff. And people kept saying as we got along in our career that, well, business development is where it's at, and sales and business development, which is true, but you can't do it without the communications part of it. So I think people are realizing now, especially because of social media and all the kinds of how important the communication part of our job is. So I think that's sort of what's come back around.
Interesting. And throughout your career, looking back, what would you say you're most proud of in your career? And, you know, maybe share who has been your biggest influencer.
So I'm probably most proud of my team. I have a phenomenal team, and you'll hear me say that time and time again wherever I am. And probably my biggest influencer, well, personally, was probably my mom, her mantra was always be kind to everyone. And then my second biggest influencer, probably some of the managing partners I worked for at different times. I think they all influenced who and what I became in my roles. for different reasons. Again, like right now, Greg is very young, aggressive, business development focused. And so it's I'd say they're probably my biggest influences that comes professionally.
What surprises you the most about, you know, your time at Legal Marketing? As you look back, do you ever think like, wow, I'm really surprised that it turned out this way or that things went in this direction? What if anything surprises you?
Nothing surprises me. No, probably what surprises me the most is I think how hesitant we still are to technology. I think we just don't have a good understanding of it. And, you know, I am totally more creative sense about me. You know, that area of my brain works the best. I'm not right brain, left brain. If you have both of those, I think you're really, really special. I have a couple of those people on my team and they wow me. But I'm surprised maybe about sort of how we've not embraced it as much as we could or should. And that includes me.
One more question. What would you say has been your biggest challenge throughout your career? What did you feel like, wow, this was a really challenging time in my career?
COVID was the biggest challenge in my career. Not being with people who I love to work with, challenged by it. I think that was really tough. I've been through probably three or four recessions. And it was nothing like COVID. That being not being in a room together and not being able to travel to see each other was tough.
It sure was. Jean, what advice would you have for a young legal marketer who's just getting started, maybe a marketing coordinator or a social media specialist that's just getting started in the legal industry? Looking back, if you could, you know, give advice to yourself back then, what advice would you give?
I would say surround yourself with really smart people, people smarter than you. Don't be insecure about that because it'll help you. You got to have fun doing what you do. I don't care if it's legal marketing or anything. You have to like what you do because we're there for so often. And then also I really, from a very young age, got a very small group of what we call brain trust people, my sort of board of directors that I met through LMA. And they, to this day, are some of my best friends. So get to know people in the industry who can, you know, be your peer and your brain trust and board.
You know, it's interesting because I find that in the profession that we're in, you really do meet pretty amazing people. And you know, not everyone, but a lot of them are just so giving and caring and doing anything they can to help you. And that's something that's kind of unique in our industry. I don't see that a lot in other industries. Would you agree?
I totally agree with you on that. I really think people, we do want to see each other succeed. And you know, even though I've been doing this for 30 years, it's still a pretty young industry, you know, to be in. And we still have so much more we can do and will do. And yeah, I agree with you.
Awesome. All right, Jean. Well, we unfortunately have run out of time, but thank you so much for being on the show today and sharing with us your knowledge and your experience. It's really amazing to hear how you've, you know, gone and grown in the legal marketing industry. It's really been great to have you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Guy. It's always nice talking with you.
And for our audience, if you enjoyed today's episode and you want to make sure you don't miss any future episodes, just go to goodtobesocial.com/podcast. You can subscribe there. You can also check out some of our other great past episodes. Jean, thank you again for your time. I hope you have a lovely, lovely weekend. And hopefully we'll have you back in the show sometime in the future.
Thanks, Guy. I look forward to it.
Great. We look forward to that as well. And to our audience, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. We will see you next time.